Cool. And I'm kind of neurotic too, so I went and bought those 1,000 shares back, you know, because I'm like,
you sold?
I don't want to lose what I had.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So now for you, and you've hit, you're just about to hit Icon for the fifth time.
Fifth time, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that real quick, just how, like, what kind of an impact has that had?
Huge. I mean, the Icon Award is, I mean, one of the biggest things. If you're a producer and you're not at this company, it's like, why? Because our cap's $16,000. Mm-hmm. You pay your cap $80,000 in commission, and then you do 20 more deals, and now you're an Icon, and you get that $16,000 in stock back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's vested over 3 years, but it's good golden handcuffs. You're going to stay at the company because you got all the stock, right? So it'll be our fifth time to hit it. My first two times hitting Icon, the stock was at like 5.25 or something like that.
Yeah.
So we got quite a bit of stock. And then, you know, a year or two ago, it ran up to $150 a share. We were able to sell just 1,000 shares and pay off everything, you know, except for our house. That was it.
That's awesome.
We paid everything off debt free except for the house. With just 1,000 shares, and we still had another 14,000 or 15,000 shares sitting there. So, yeah.
And where are you at right now, shares?
We're just right at about 20,000.
That's awesome.
You know, with this next Icon, we'll push over 20,000. So.
That's very cool.
And I'm kind of neurotic too, so I went and bought those 1,000 shares back, you know, because I'm like,
what'd you sell?
I don't want to lose what I had.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I went and bought those back now at a cheaper price.
Well, what's funny to me is I talk to agents all the time, and they're like, you know, well, yeah, but I could just buy the stock. Yeah, but you won't buy the stock. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. You won't buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you've been a Remax for how long? Okay, how much Remax stock do you have? Zero.
Right.
You talk about it, but you don't do it. You know,
I've talked.
And over
to
here, it's almost like we're totally. And over here, it's like we're giving it bonus. But then, you know, and then, you know, you get the extra when you have a closing.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. I mean, those, it just all adds up after a while. It's like, it's
almost
like
you're. Well, that's one of the big things.
Yeah,
like, if you're a producer, you know, like, I can go buy, you know, 5% of the EXP stock at a 10% discount, which you can't do if you're just buying it through E-Trade
right.
or wherever you're buying your stocks. So I get the immediate benefit off every commission. And 5%, you don't miss 5%.
Right.
You know, like, don't if you're missing 5%, there's something wrong with your business structure or your compensation structure.
For sure.
Every one of my commission checks have been doing that.
Yeah,
since
we've done
one.
It. Lane and I have done it with every closing since we've been here.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, they talk about, oh, you know, I'll just go buy it on my own. But what you do with your money a lot of times, and I did this as a broker, and even before I was a broker, you take your money that you earn and you got to pay for your own life and all the expenses, but then you're going to roll it back into your business and help your business try to grow. As successful real estate agents, we're guilty of trying to be more successful a lot of times and keep pumping money into things and, you know, shiny nickel syndrome, you know, oh, if I get this, I'm going to do 5 more transactions a year, but it's only going to cost me 10 grand, you know, or whatever it is.
Right.
And you do all those things and you don't think about your future. You don't put the 5% back.
Right.
You know, you don't buy the rental property. You know, how many people have we made wealthy through rental properties? Mm-hmm. How many do you own? You know? It's one of those things that you have to have that as a focus or you're not going to do it.
Right. It always makes me laugh too when I talk to agents, like, you know, they've bought EXP. They're not with EXP, but they've bought EXP stock.
You know what I mean? I know many of those people.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm like, well, thank you. Hey, that's awesome. Yeah.
Appreciate it.